The the call of visit Ray Jayjo, RAYJAJO. Date of birth is 4/15/1984. Date of accident 6/11/2023. Date of service 8/2/2023. The patient has been involved in an automobile accident 6/11/2023 in a head-on collision, resulting in severe headaches with symptom of PBI, which includes dizziness, vertigo, headache, vision changes, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, loss of memory. However, he doesn't have any issues with the TMJ or smell or taste issues or facial problem. He reported a rectal bleed and a constipation, and he was seen at the hospital and they were provided with a constipation relief. XCT scan was unremarkable for the abdomen and pelvis. And at this time, he has a severe pain in both the knees, which are 10 out of 10. Right shoulder pain is very severe, can only go up to 90 degrees of abduction. The pain is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain in the neck and the lower back is also 9 at this time. And ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And he has 0% relief. He's looking for a stronger pain relief. Please review the chart for the system review for the ADLs, for the additional history, where he reports of hospitalization in Henry Ford and weight loss is none, and he's severely morbidly obese, substance abuse, his marijuana and compliance history is in compliance. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 155/78, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 96. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 0907-053, dated 7/19/23. Still do the general review and musculoskeletal extremities examination only. Plan is to continue purpose at 10 over 325 once a day, 15 tablets, until all the MRIs are available and discussed and treatment plan is created for the gentleman. However, he seems to be in severe pain. Maybe he's also seeking pain medication, but he looked like has a fracture in the middle of the spine, hence I'm trying to be truthful to him. He does seem like in severe pain. His labs are and maps are reviewed. He has been advised to have an injection to both the knees since the pain is so much. He most likely have a meniscus tear and also fluid in the knee and also to the right shoulder intra-articular and right supraspinatus. The patient agrees and he has provided consent. The injections are done according to the protocol. Medical indications are the knee examination and shoulder examination as I have done in the physical exam. Please copy and paste, that is the indication. So far, there was no MRI available for them and they are done to improve the ADL, decrease the need for pain medication and improve the chance for conservative treatment and avoid surgery. The physical therapy has not been able to help. These injections were done under fluoroscopy, pointing to the both knee joints separately, aseptically. The patient tolerated the procedure very well. You'll be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.